If the parent is an investment entity, then it doesn't really invest in the subsidiary's net assets. It's investing in the subsidiary for its dividend income and for its capital appreciation. So the investment is assessed in terms of its growth in market price and dividends paid rather than the outputs of the subsidiary. And so therefore, an investment entity wouldn't consolidate its subsidiaries. To work out whether the parent is an investment entity, then they would probably have more than one investment. There'd be more than one investor. The investors wouldn't be related parties, and the ownership interests are in the form of shares or similar interests.